during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
God almighty, did you see what he did? We snuck the fullback over. Haynes has come running all the way across to the fence. We just stepped on their face with a hobnail boot and broke their nose.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Welcome, everybody, to the Gemini Ransom Effect. I am, of course, Jim DeBose, the sports doctor, the one and only. And as always,
who he was in mid-sentence.
That's dramatic pause, man. Get it straight. I also have, as always, David Retail Jackson.
That's right.
The only man I know that can be asked to do less.
And still get paid the same.
And get paid the same. Tell you, man, when you got it like that, there's no holding you back in this life.
Wow.
And, of course, the one and only Devin Mustang Ransom dropped his mini group in a heartbeat.
Yep.
In a heartbeat. And then found out that they really didn't like him that much anyway.
Along with the engine.
He dropped the mini group and the mini over something as trivial as a bad engine.
It's bad. Isn't that terrible?
It's trivial. It's terrible. So trivial. I mean,
you find out who your friends are in times of crisis.
That's right.
And he had one, and he realized real quick that the minis.
So let me
not his friends.
Let me just put this out there. I'm gonna voice
no bueno
Devin's experience here. When you're part of a mini group, and then you post a rant on the mini group about your mini,
doesn't fly well.
It's not well received.
No.
What? What? It sounds to me like the dealership did an impeccable job of service.
Yeah. They're putting a whole new engine in. Yeah,
they're putting a whole new engine.
The new one I had only had 7,000 miles on it.
He had people on that site saying he should have been grateful. You should be grateful
thankful
for what's
happening. Stars.
Yeah, you should be thankful that they provided you with a loaner car. For an engine that Mini did a terrible job on? Really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hey, all I'm saying is that those were your friends. Those
hey, maybe you would have gotten 8,000 out of the new one.
That's right.
That would have been great. Yeah, all right. So, guys, we got some things going on today, man. All right. So, in Devin's local but mostly national news, apparently there's an HIV epidemic in Atlanta. We're going to talk about. That's local-ish.
Local.
And there's talk about an ungrateful bridal party. We'll talk about that. And also the U.S. Army owes Captain America $3 million.
And he should get paid.
He should get paid every dime.
That's right.
Wherever he may be. And that, is that, you got any surprise stories for us? Is that going to wrap us up?
An Undertaker loses the hearse and a body during a boozing lunch.
Breaking news.
Yes.
That's
great, I'm excited to hear that
story. That's going
to
be a good one. And then national Facebook news today, David's going to talk about the Walton County Sheriff's race, which kind of sounds more like local news, but okay. and then Josh Duggar is back in the public eye.
Showing his face.
What exactly did he put in the public eye?
Whoa.
That's the interesting part of this
story.
And
does it burn?
This is a kids-friendly show, guys. Come on, keep it clean.
This is an interesting little tidbit about the old Duggar fam.
Tidbit. I'm not sure what that was, but all right. We talk about some high school graduations again.
Public safety announcement.
Local.
Hey, listen. Okay. It's national Facebook news. It's what comes across the news feed.
Okay. And then public safety service announcement. 13 things needed to make children successful adults.
I think you guys are going to enjoy that one.
Learn us something.
Teach it. Chief of thy friends.
And then in sports today, we're going to talk about the Braves, the Hawks, and I got a UFC story just for David.
I'm excited to hear that one.
And
is it going to include Ronda?
It does not include Ronda Rousey.
Whatever.
You're going to love it. And then also, there's a man suing the University of Nebraska over balloons. And a $62.8 million high school stadium. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, that's in Texas.
And then UFC's for sale.
Oh, really?
We'll talk about that. And we're going to get into all those stories and maybe a little bit more on the Gemini Ransom Effect. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
David?
Yes, sir?
Disclaimers?
Okay.
So we can freely banter, discuss, and offend Devin.
So none of the views and opinions expressed on the Gemini Ransom Effect with Devin, David, and DeBose are those views and opinions of 107.1 FM WJBB Radio, nor do they represent any views and opinions of our wives, our women.
The old ladies.
The old ladies.
Not speak old.
For yourself.
Not old.
Not old, but the old.
Yeah. Please clarify that, because we're in a lot of trouble
now. Your wives are going to destroy you.
Hey,
both.
Speaking of our ladies and old, I believe that Misty Frost.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's
turned
old.
43.
She's going to kill you for giving the age.
Ish.
Yeah. Somewhere around in there. She's in her 40s.
Yeah.
So
she could be turning 45 for all we know.
Mid-40. Yeah. No. Don't say that.
Shindig going down tonight, so we're excited about it. And also, we got another birthday.
Yeah, baby girl.
Baby girl.
Ansley's turning 11. Mm. Baby girl's 11.
Oh, she's almost getting ready to become a teenager.
The sun will come out
she's
tomorrow.
She's a tween right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a tween.
She's a tween, which sounds
weird.
Weird.
And we should never refer that to our daughters. Yeah.
No. The word tween just sounds like something you would search on Google for inappropriate things. I don't know. It's a weird word.
I'm down with that.
It's in between.
So,
you're down with a tween?
Yeah. No, I'm down with the explanation.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying, because that would have been really
thank you for assuming. So before we get going, it's that time to provide Devin with probably the greatest, if not, the greatest of all time.
It's not the greatest.
It's the greatest of all time intro.
No,
into local, but mostly national news.
National Facebook news intro is the best one.
Local news with Devin.
Yeah.
Jazz hands.
Oh, terrible. So in local, but mostly national, and in this case, international news. We're going to go to the Undertaker story first. So, Undertaker loses the hearse and body during a boozy lunch. Sometimes, booze can make you have poor decision processes. In some people's cases. But sometimes you don't need to have
sometimes
booze.
Sometimes it's just autocorrect.
Sometimes you don't need to have booze to have terrible judgment. Just saying. But
let's talk about terrible judgment real quick. What constitutes terrible judgment?
Sometimes terrible judgment could be a bad joke.
Okay.
Maybe an offensive text.
Offensive text I would consider a bad judgment. But let's explore this. Let's just run with this for a moment. Let's just see where it takes us. So what you're saying is that if someone does something of that nature by accident, does that mean they're a bad person?
Well, I think it's
David, what did you do now?
Yeah, I think it ultimately just depends on where it went and who it was supposed to be for.
If it was let's just say some church family.
Does that mean that
everything that you have built up to and the reputation you have gotten to at that point is now gone?
You know, it's amazing how 1 second can really, and we've talked about this on the show before, how
we have,
how,
but now
how,
we're living
how one second can take you back like 10, 15 years, take you back to the old ages. I mean, it's just terrible.
All right, so we got sidetracked there, I apologize.
Sorry.
Go ahead and go on with your, go ahead.
Well, you know, this is an example of terrible judgment. We have a 20.
Stay on point, gentlemen.
Jim, I didn't know you were with us.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There he is.
He's back from the grave. I think he found himself out of this hearse here. A 24-year-old Undertaker temporarily lost the hearse that he was driving, complete with coffin and corpse, while taking a break in Germany during a long journey from Italy to Poland. The news site said the man told police in Munich he parked the hearse somewhere in the region of the Central train station. After eating lunch, the driver said he couldn't find where the vehicle was parked, leading police to believe that alcohol may have been involved. contributing to his lapse in memory, local media reported. A day later, the hearse with Polish license plates turned up near the Isar River, nearly 2 miles from the train station. It was unclear how the vehicle moved. Could have been the corpse. Could have been the corpse that drove it. And he just...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was not the corpse.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's probably left out of
here. If you take a look at this this hearse, it is a classy...
Oh, yes, the old style hearse right there.
Old school...
big square box in the back.
Oh, yeah, Adam's Family style.
Yeah.
Hearse. It's one of those ones where you can just pop out of gear without even touching the brake.
So, where were the family of this
would that be considered, if this person was Polish, would they be a dumb Polak? In that case, I don't know. Just
saying. I think he thought about that all night.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
So
what happened to the family of this poor gentleman that's sitting in the back of the hearse when this guy's getting boozed up?
I don't know. They're probably just sitting there waiting for the body to arrive. They're like, where's Max? Where did he go?
Why'd you name him Max?
That's a weird Polish name.
Max. That Max spelled backwards is Jim.
Again.
You didn't know that?
Hey.
Whoa.
Again. Terrible joke.
Terrible.
Oh, no, it was pretty good.
That was pretty good, yeah. I'm down with that one.
Right. It was slud.
I think your
that was Devin's autocorrect.
Your judgment's off right now, so it's been proven here today.
What did you put in these Cokes, David?
Hey, I like to make sure you guys have plenty of energy, plenty of sugar, so I can't tell you.
There's no Jack in here?
No Jack.
Could be.
So what's the next story you have up on the list there?
We got speaking of coffins and missing hearses, we have a little thing going on in Atlanta.
Way to lead into that.
Yeah. Evidently, there is a huge HIV epidemic where Atlanta is being compared to third world African countries, according to Dr. Carlos Del Rio. He's the co-director of Emory University Center for AIDS Research. He said downtown Atlanta is as bad as Zimbabwe or Harare or Durban.
Did he say why he feels that downtown Atlanta is having this epidemic right now?
Well, evidently the Fulton County, they did an internal audit of their HIV prevention program, and it cited poor management. After the county squandered millions of CDC grant dollars meant for the HIV program. So a lot of the money that they use to go out and inform the public and going in and doing the education, the research, and all this other kind of great fun stuff, they just use the money for something else. But they go on to say that that you have a one in the downtown Atlanta area. He said you have a 1 in 51 chance of being diagnosed with HIV if you live in...
A 1 in what?
1 in 51 chance of being diagnosed with HIV if you're in the Atlanta area and you're a little loose.
Yeah, choose wisely.
Yeah, choose wisely. He says, we should not be having an epidemic of this proportion in our country like ours. He says, this is not Africa. We have resources.
That was a little inappropriate.
Yeah, he says Fulton County now has a new public health director and HIV programs. Like, mobile testing units are more visible around the city. The van travels the zip codes with the highest number of HIV cases. But they go on to say that, HIV is no longer an automatic death sentence if you receive treatment. So you can, you like Magic Johnson, and you have other known people out there that have HIV that can go afford, on to live.
Can afford the treatment and...
happy normal lives.
Yeah.
So wow. Yeah. So there you go. So if you're out procreating in Atlanta loosely, just make sure that you're taking the appropriate precautions.
Highly recommended.
That's right.
Highly recommended.
So
I'm going to say this for the whole segment and everything. Just wrap it up.
Just wrap it up. You don't like that? What? Oh man. Terrible.
That fits everything.
It means so many things.
Yeah. Okay. So, Captain America. So, I don't know if y'all heard about this story, but basically the internet has gone on and said, well, you know, Captain America, you know, when he went missing during World War II and he was found here in the late 2000s, you know, Captain America would be was never actually discharged. And since he was never actually discharged from the military, that he would technically be owed money from for back pay and everything else like that. And they came to the fact of saying it was $3 million. Well, the U.S. military has come in and they've weighed in on this theory, and the U.S. military sent a response. And this is the U.S. military's official response. They said, if Captain Steve Rogers, a.k.a. Captain America, were not a fictional character, and the circumstances surrounding his disappearance and recovery actually were real, he may actually be entitled to receive back pay. Army spokesperson Wayne Hall told Business Insider. He says, however, a wide variety of variables would have to be taken into consideration to actually calculate the true amount of back pay to which he would be entitled to receive. Given that he is a fictional character, we cannot truly capture all of these variables accurately. He said, misinterpreted military pay scales, though, is what they were, is what the Reddit user in this case was using. He says, when calculating the $3 million figure, Hall implied that the Army could owe Captain America much more, explaining the fan theory fails to take into account any potential promotions that may have been bestowed upon Rogers while he was listed in missing status. And it could, in fact, be more than the
$3 million. Why is this a story?
Okay, so I just want y'all to picture something right quick. I want you to picture in your head the guy that had no more time on his hands than to come up with the Army owes Captain America money. And just I want y'all to envision what he looks like and what he does every day and what part of the house he normally does it in and where he doesn't work. You know, I mean, really?
What his mother's basement really looks like?
That's the part of the house I was speaking of. Yes, thank you.
And yeah, in this case, you should also probably envision the amount of money that our U.S. military wasted in response.
Actually responding to it.
To this. Just saying.
I mean, really?
More government waste at its best.
Oh, my gosh.
And last but not least, I have a what would you do
story. Oh, okay. I'm down for this one.
Okay.
I'm paying attention.
So, now, envision this. Envision this.
Envisioning.
You have your normal job, and a coworker is getting married, and you get invited to the wedding.
Okay.
You go to the wedding, and you give the bride and groom a very, what you feel would be a very generous gift of $150.
Cash.
Cash.
Cold, hard.
Check.
Cash money.
Just give him a check. $150.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Can I tell him to wait and cash it until Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to post-date it. Post-date
the
check.
Okay. So far I'm on board. Okay.
Okay. So you get the bride and groom $150.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, you don't receive any type of a thank you. You know, traditionally, you know, bride and groom receive gifts. They go in, they do their honeymoon, whatever else, and they go in, they have their wedding list, and they go and they send out personal thank you notes, hopefully, to everybody. But in this case, you get an email, and the email goes and it says, in light of the circumstances, it says, we were surprised that your contribution didn't seem to match the warmth of your good wishes on our big day. In view of your own position, meaning monetarily position that you are, if you wanted to send any adjustment, it would be thankfully received. So the bride and groom goes and says, hey, what you gave us wasn't enough. If you want to send us some more money, we'll appreciate that. What would you do?
Wow.
In that case, I want you to mull this over. I want you to take some time. I want you to really think about the response. And listeners, I want you to think about this response. We're going to take a quick break. Hold your thoughts. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get back to this, and we're going to talk this out, and we're going to figure out who really is the biggest DB of the day. Is it this bride and groom? We don't know, but we'll find out.
It's already been decided.
Yeah.
And you have been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.